Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. This is what we do on Tuesday nights. We talk soccer in Atlanta. We talk soccer all over the state of Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States. We'll get into the entire hemisphere. We'll get into the entire planet. It's what we do on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And we're going to cover a lot of ground in this episode of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, because we are less than 50 days away from the Club World Cup coming to Atlanta, six games this summer. We're going to talk about Champions Leagues going on all over the world. Teams are already qualified for this edition of the Club World Cup, but for future editions, some of these Champions League events on the different continents worldwide are going to determine who gets there. We're obviously going to talk about Atlanta United. That's going to be the next segment of what happened in Orlando, what can happen differently at home against Nashville, what I'm seeing and what I'm not seeing, and what I'm trying to still figure out along with the rest of you, and the 3-4-3 to close it out. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. That'll close us out. Let's start with Champions League, and let's start with the big game today. PSG and Arsenal. I was really looking forward to this game coming into it, and it honestly didn't really disappoint either. It was an outstanding match between two of the best teams in Europe, I think, alongside Barcelona, who plays tomorrow. It's been a season that I look at Mikel Arteta and I look at Luis Enrique, the managers of the respective teams today. And I really like what these two have done, in the sense that they both are obviously influenced by Pep Guardiola. And I know the cool thing right now is to be like an anti-Guardiola guy and talk about tactics. And I mean, people have said, I ruined the game because he had everybody worried about possession. No, that's nonsense. The majority of top teams in the world are teams that have more of the ball than their opponents. The majority, not all. There's many different ways to play this game. But the majority of them are in some form or fashion a positional team. Something that you've heard Ronnie Dyla talk about with Atlanta United, something they're trying to get to, something that takes time. Understanding what positional play is. And I see people talk about it in the absolute wrong ways. Positional play as a construct, as an idea, is essentially you want to occupy all of the different zones on the field with one person. You want to spread a team out. That doesn't mean you're stuck in one spot. Some coaches have taken that tack with positional play. Louis Van Gaal, for example, he's had a lot of success in his career, but is more on the rigid side. Others are welcoming to interchange of positions, and Guardiola has done that. Others have. I think we get very hung up on what the starting lineup graphic looks like, for example. Big topic with Atlanta United these days, huh? I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and say that Miguel Almiron should be the 10, when, to be fair, the only time he's ever played the 10 in his career was under Tata Martino in 2017 and 2018, which was here in Atlanta United. And he didn't play it in a typical way in that team. A lot of times he functioned more like a second forward, for example. So it's not about the starting lineup. It's not about those graphics. It's about what you do with it. And I think that's what's so interesting about Mikel Arteta and Luis Enrique. Luis Enrique specifically is one who I think he's been the best coach in the world this year. And his team today got the win 1-0 on the road in London over Arsenal. Ousmane Dembele, who had not been a top guy at PSG. This is a PSG team, remember, that just a few years ago had Neymar, Messi, and Mbappe, and they didn't win the Champions League. Now all of them are gone, and they might win the Champions League. They're the favorite in this semifinal now after the 1-0 win. Dembele scored very early. Now, he did leave the match due to a hamstring issue. Luis Enrique said he's probably a doubt for the second leg. He thinks it's minor, but in a week's time, is he going to be ready to go? Gianluigi Donnarumma, for whatever reason, he get him into England and he goes insane and turns into one of the best goalkeepers in the world. He was great today, and Luis Enrique talked about that. William Saliba of Arsenal said, the first 20 minutes we were eaten alive. And that's the element of PSG that I fixate on. It's a team that, it's a true team, first off. When you lose Mbappe last year and you previously lost Messi and Neymar from that group, and you find a way as a coach to make them better as a collective, that doesn't always happen. Luis Enrique's done that, and they added Kvicha Kvaratskhelia, the Republic of Georgia national team winger, who's one of the best players in Europe. That gave them a, I don't want to do the air quotes thing, one, it's radio and that doesn't always work, but a star. Kvaratskhelia is not a star in the same realm as Messi and Mbappe and Neymar. He's not. He's very, very good. Napoli fans in Serie A would probably argue that. Very, very good, but maybe a tear down from the superstars, the GOAT kind of conversation that we have. But Luis Enrique took a group of players and has made them better as a collective. And the area where that really shines to me is what they do off the ball. A lot of times when we talk about positional play teams, or we talk about teams that are heavy in possession, or we talk about teams that play in a Guardiola manner, we talk about possession and we talk about keeping the ball and playing keep away, and some teams use it in a slow the game down manner. What Luis Enrique has done, in my opinion, is he's taken the ideas of Guardiola, which were the ideas of Johan Cruyff, which were the ideas of Rinus Michels, the great Dutch masters. He took those ideas and Guardiola put more of a structure around it. Luis Enrique has taken it a step further and I think made this team play in this manner and with this construction, but be more dynamic and maybe more vertical in how they do it. It's a team that can get from back to front really fast. And it's a team that off the ball, they work like maniacs to get the ball back. That's an element of the style of play that I think gets underrated at times. We forget about how the Barcelona teams under Guardiola were so great with their counter pressure at winning the ball back high up the field. And they got goals out of it. But they also just suffocated teams with it. I think PSG has that same kind of factor. And I go back to what William Saliba said. You know, the first 20 minutes we were eaten alive. I mean, a lot of that's on the ball, but a lot of that is when they lost the ball too. They just didn't let Arsenal play. Mikel Arteta is a great manager as well. He interprets the style of play differently than Luis Enrique. I think these are two of the best in the world right now. I think Arsenal fans should have hope that their team can go to Paris and turn this around. It's not going to be easy. I think PSG is the best team in Europe. I think they're the best team in the world right now. That doesn't mean they get it done. They have had, and Luis Enrique talked about it, once they won Ligue 1 a couple weeks ago, they've had a dip in intensity, a dip in form. And that happens to PSG teams because usually they don't really get tested in France very much. So it's hard for them to maintain this top, top level. They showed it today that they can. Can they do it again another week, especially if Dembele is out? We're going to find out. Arsenal is going to bring everything to that game in Paris. I can't wait for it next week. Really looking forward to it.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Tomorrow, the other UEFA Champions League semifinal, it's Barcelona hosting Inter. Remember 2010, you had the Icelandic volcano eruption that grounded flights across Europe. Barcelona had to take a 15-hour bus ride from Spain to Italy. They lost in the game in Italy 3-1. They won the second leg 3-2, but it wasn't enough to get past Inter under Jose Mourinho, who was incredibly defensive, had a red card, had to sit back and defend. He said it's the best loss of his life. It was a very different kind of Inter team than the one that's going to Barcelona tomorrow. They've lost three consecutive games right now. First time since 2017. They got knocked out of the Coppa Italia by their crosstown rivals, Milan. Back-to-back defeats in Serie A. Now they're out of the top spot in Serie A. This was a team that was talking about a treble not long ago. They're out of the domestic cup. They're in second place in the league, and they're in a semifinal where they are the decided underdog against Barcelona, who is right there with PSG as the best team in the world at the moment. Barca beat Real Madrid in extra time in the Copa del Rey final to lift their second trophy of the season on Saturday. Talked about a treble with Inter that was on the cards, which isn't anymore. Barca's got a quadruple in front of them that is still on the cards. They lead La Liga by 4 points, and they are the favorite in the semifinal. Lamine Yamal, he's still 2 months away from his 18th birthday. He had two assists in that Copa del Rey final. He will be a focal point in the Barcelona attack tomorrow. And Hansi Flick, another one who has taken maybe the previous 10 years of where coaching in the world has been. And Hansi Flick has also found a way to modernize it and is in some ways like Luis Enrique, but in some ways he's got some very different things about his game and what he's done. And having Rafinha and having Lamine Yamal on the wings, he's got dynamos in the 1v1 who can just break teams. And that's what these two have done so, so many times. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking about Champions Leagues so far in Europe, but we're going to bounce around to the rest of the continents going on right now. I think this is important as we talk about the Club World Cup coming to town this summer. It gives more context to it, in my opinion. CONCACAF Champions Cup. Vancouver is up 2-0. They're going to Fort Lauderdale to face Inter Miami tomorrow night. Remember, Miami trailed LAFC, and they turned that game around in one of the most epic games in the history of the competition. Well, Vancouver's got a 2-0 lead. They've been the best team in Major League Soccer this season. Can they hold on and do it? Miami rested a bunch of their guys on Sunday. They lost to FC Dallas. Vancouver rested guys and still won on the road in Minnesota. Now they make the trip down to Fort Lauderdale to face Miami. It's hard to bet against Lionel Messi and crew, but these Whitecaps feel like they got something special about them. The African Champions League, Pyramids FC of Egypt, they booked a spot in their first continental final over the weekend. They will face Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa, who will be part of the Club World Cup here this summer. That's going to be a two-leg final that'll start next month. Mamelodi Sundowns beat Al Ahly, a top team out of Egypt. Knock them out. Al Ahly will be here this summer in Club World Cup. The Asian Champions League, a different Al Ahly, the one in Saudi Arabia. They won 3-1 over Al Hilal today in a semifinal. They're going to the final on Saturday in Jeddah. They will play the winner of Al Nassr, Cristiano Ronaldo's team, or Japan's Kawasaki Frontale in the other semifinal. That one's going to be tomorrow. Copa Libertadores is on a different calendar. It is more of the traditional calendar, January to December, as opposed to the European playing calendar. There are three rounds through the group stage right now. There's only one team that's perfect, Palmeiras of Brazil. Two groups that I'm keeping an eye on. Group B, River is leading it with 5 points. Independiente del Valle of Ecuador and Barcelona of Ecuador are on 4 points. Universitario of Peru are on 3 points. That one's wide open halfway through. Group C with Flamengo of Brazil, they're in third place right now behind Liga de Quito of Ecuador and Central Cordoba, a not big Argentine team. They're leading the group at the moment. Those two are kind of the groups of death at the moment. So Club World Cup's less than 50 days away. I want to play you this clip from our old friend Carlos Bocanegra. I ask him in a media availability what the benefits are to soccer in the United States and specifically executives in the United States who are going to be scouting this competition. Here's what Carlos Bocanegra had to say.
I think it saves a lot of travel and a lot of expenses on the budget when you don't have to fly all over and spend time in Europe or South America for an extended period of time. So you've got to believe that all MLS is going to be on watch. This is also an opportunity for coaches, like you said, players to show themselves that, hey, you know, there is a potentially an opportunity here when they think the time is right, or to be, you know, plucked out of their environment. So it's a huge opportunity for everybody participating here. But yeah, for the MLS teams, especially and executives that, you know, they don't have to travel as far to go and watch the players and the coaches perform. But I think with a lot of the teams, they'll be training at MLS facilities as well. There'll be some interaction. So the executives will have a chance to just, you know, they're not poaching and it's not being nasty. It's just the interactions that you have with other coaches or probably less so with the players, but you know, executive to executive. I think that's one of the cool parts, you know, at Atlanta United here, we always were able to host other teams and, you know, their executives would come in or their coaches would come in and, you know, you share ideas, you share some of the challenges, the view on global football at the moment, what's the vision of your club, what's the vision of the club. And so I think that is really cool. And that's one of the great parts about football or soccer, that, you know, just the sharing and how the sport brings people together from all over the world. And that's just really, a fantastic part about our sport.
It's going to be huge having the Club World Cup here in Atlanta, 6 games this summer, but just having the competition in the United States. I think it's going to have a big knock-on effect for the game in this country as we get close to being a year away from the World Cup. Little more on Club World Cup and the game globally in the next segment, but we're going to talk about Atlanta United and a poor outing in Orlando and how things can be better at home against Nashville on Saturday. We'll be back in 5 on Atlanta Soccer tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.